Okay, welcome everybody. I will officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. Let's see, review of the agenda. The first appointment that we have with, that was scheduled with Franklin County Regional Housing and Redevelopment Authority, Brian McHugh. We're going to do a report only. Brian's not going to be here. So I'm going to present that. Public comment. We'll do appointments that we can, most of that. There's quite a few we can do tonight. And then other business. There's a brief update on almost everything, and then a handful of reports, description, board's clerk job description we're going to take a look at, buildings facility committee charge, fundraising charge. So anything else?
Nope. Lisa? Thank you.
Good. Well, no. Okay. And we have Nancy with us tonight. Helma's not here. Anything else that?
No, I sent okay. The second mail pack.
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
Put that there.
Yep. I've so got about almost
that's
everything.
That's what we got.
Okay.
That included the thing from Brian McHugh.
Okay. All right then. So this meeting is being audio recorded as they usually are. And so the first item, review of minutes. So we're looking at Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, June 6, 2024. I'm going to just say that these are probably going to need to be altered by Helma when she gets back, so I don't know that we're actually going to vote these in, but we can review what notes you guys have, send it through to her. The public comments, I want her to look at that. That's a little bit more information than we usually put for public comment. So that's got to be skinnied up a little. And then it looks like there might be some other missing information in here that we need to add. So you want to, Alisa, what do you have that we could mark up the minutes and then we could just send it back to her and she can rewrite them and then we can vote them at the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
The date at the top is incorrect. It's actually June 4th.
That's right.
So correction that we are reviewing minutes from Tuesday, June 4th meeting, 2024, not the 6th.
That's right.
So that was my first comment. As I was reading them, I felt on the second page under use of town email that we actually had come to a conclusion that was not included. So that might be something that we discuss next time before we approve, or you want to discuss, or you want me to mention it.
Well, we did talk, we agreed that there'd be a disclaimer.
I thought we agreed that anything that was non-municipal would go through more of the social media channels.
Right.
Unless I'm missing.
But we also said that if there was something, we would have like a disclaimer.
Okay. I thought the point was not to have anything, but maybe I'm misunderstanding or not remembering correctly what was said.
Yeah, no, I think it is supposed to be mostly municipal, but I think there could be some municipal things that the select board isn't sending out.
Okay, understood.
Could be. Board of Health sends a lot of things out.
Through this?
They have a ton, yeah. They've asked
okay, good
to
you know. So,
yeah.
I'm glad for that
for things like
thank
things
you.
Like that.
Okay.
But
right.
I do think we should have
but
we
don't
that.
We
need to yes.
But we don't have right. Mentioned that.
Correct.
It's going to be
through
the
social
so
media.
So that's one thing that
so
I
so if you want to, like, draft how you want to add that and just send it through. You don't have to do it now.
No, of
just
course, I'm just
through.
Making a note.
Yeah.
Draft additions.
Yep.
Okay.
And did you notice up above?
I
on motion by Alisa and seconded by Will, the select board unanimously voted to appoint the following.
Yeah, that's what I dropped off the edge here. There's
yeah, I was kind of like, huh. The following after reviewing, but then
there's the following isn't in there.
Right. And I thought,
that's
oh
why
gosh,
I said it's gonna have to be read.
Are they just saying that?
No.
Just we reviewed it.
No,
but we're not gonna mention it. I'm like,
no, because we voted.
Yeah.
Select. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Chair and secretary, but then also all of our.
Right. We
our,
had
yeah,
additional
yeah.
Stuff. So
yeah.
I did notice that, but
so
I
we gotta clean that up somewhere.
Okay. So we need to add.
Or you know, at least make it different than the way it is. Right.
Right. No, I think it's important to include. The
appointment
boards and appointments that the select board carries because it's
yeah.
quite a load and I think
yeah.
that needs to be publicly recorded.
Yeah.
So So that we would add. I think that was it for me.
Will, anything else?
That was the one I.
So we'll send this back to her?
Yes, with our additions.
And then have it back for vote next time. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Since there's a fair amount missing there. Okay, so the 6:05, which is now 6:10, meeting with Brian McHugh. So Brian sent his apologies and was not able to make it. Mm-hmm. But this is the FY20 closeout of that. I mean, it's been going on for years now. So I'm just going to share with folks what Brian would have been reporting on. I mean, basically, he would be reporting that of, let's see.
The two things? You just want to read the two things? Or?
Yeah, so there's two items. There's a leftover amount in the grant for the CDBG funds that is in the amount of $7,658 after all the housing projects that were applied for were completed. And so that either gets returned back to the state, but the request from Brian is that the towns, which is Heath and Holly, vote to spin that back into their funds for the cost to run the program, which exceeded what they would expect it to be in the beginning because of the length of time, number of applications, which I don't think is a problem. And I'm just going to let people know the numbers. So 99% of the funds were expensed to all the projects. There was $794,325.96 available, and of that, $786,667.03 was committed. There were two units in Holly for a total of $110,602, and 15 units in Heath, which is really great, for a total of $676,065.03. So that's great. The $7,000 plus is less than 1% of what was available. And so 24 applications had been reviewed, 17 units were completed. The average cost of each of the project was $46,274. Maximum amount was $35,000 and $40,000. So 8 projects required single case waivers, and there were 12 of the total, 12 elderly units, wonderful, 6 accessibility units, which is great, 12 Energy Star units, and 3 full deletting units. So wonderful work that was completed in Heath through this grant. And so we need to, as a board, we have 2 votes that we have to take tonight. And one is to basically accept and sign off on the final quarterly report. And then the other will be to approve the Franklin County request to apply that remaining balance to their administrative costs. So we'll do those as two separate votes. So the first one is, I need a motion to accept and then sign the final quarterly report for the 2020 CDBG grant.
So moved.
I second.
And is there discussion? Will?
No.
Elisa?
Nope.
All right. Then all in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. And then the other is to approve the FCRHRA's request to apply the remaining balance in the amount of $7,658 from the grant funds back for their administrative costs. Can I have that motion, please?
So moved.
I'll second the motion while I'm blowing my nose. Thank you, Will.
Is there any discussion on that or question?
No.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. And that's it. That's that appointment. That's really, I think it's great that all that work was done in town. It's a lot. It's great. Great use of money. So these come up And the FERCog, of course, you know, they'll send more information as it comes, and Brian will get back on this. The Rehab and Housing Authority will get back on it when more come up, and one will pop up again. Probably not right
years.
Off.
Right, it'll be a couple years, right? Yeah. I think there's a few years in between these type of offerings. So.
Yeah.
But many, many thanks to
And it's been great for Heath.
For a long
time, too, because it's not the first time. That's wonderful. So thank you to the Franklin County Regional Housing and Redevelopment Authority.
Yes.
Public comment. Anybody wants to share? Barbara.
Yes. I just would like to bring to your attention that I left on your desks a letter regarding the appointments for the Cultural Council. And I'm here to answer questions, but I just thought it would be good to formalize the situation for your records and for your information, because it's a little bit complicated this year. So it can wait until you're actually taking care of that, which is the next item in your agenda. I don't know if that's the order you're going to go in, but I was hoping that you would be able to act on those this evening. That's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we will. When we get to that, we can go over it. When we get to that line item, yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to act on as many of them as we can so that they're up and going. Pat?
Yes, I just have a comment on the fact that as far as the select board sending out emails, we've been functioning like this for a long time without a problem. It's been all good. And then the first time there's three complaints, suddenly we have to change the way we do business. Now, maybe that's right. And we're no longer, you know, the folksy town that we were. And we want to, you know, go up with the big boys. But I'm not sure I see the necessity.
Point taken. Other comments? Ned? Did you want to do a public comment, Ned, too?
Well, I did see across my computer screen that there's a 911 problem, perhaps in Massachusetts.
It's been fixed.
Resolved.
Fixed.
Yeah. Resolved. The heat is not resolved, but the 911 is resolved. The heat is just coming to us. Be prepared. Be prepared. But yeah, thank you, Ned, for bringing that up. Anything else? Okay, so we're to appointments. Yay. I think in the past how I've tried to do this is kind of like go through sections to make it kind of move along. On the first page, the first section, we have, so just to make sure everybody's reading these right, the ones that are in bold, those folks are not up for reappointment right now. So on the first page, down to, actually to the bottom, which would be down to the post office manager, if that's how everybody's first page looks.
Still trying to find it.
Okay, take your time.
Do we know the date of the email? I thought I pinned it, but
is it the one that looks like this?
That's the one.
That's the one. I just need to know.
Okay.
Appointment, that's a different appointment.
Updated 6/4.
Just need to know when it was mailed out. Update boards. Oh, is this it? No, description.
Mm-hmm.
6/12.
Okay, that's out.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Latest and greatest.
FY 24 appointments, 6/4/25 update?
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Sent at 2:36 p.m.
Yep.
Need it?
I do, I'm so sorry.
Yep, got it.
Did it make it?
Not yet.
Well, the squirrels might be slow.
Do you want me to make a
It's just annoying me that I had it, and now I can't find it. It went by itself, right? It was attached with anything else.
Nope, and I just sent it all by itself.
Lonesome, and it hasn't dropped in. It hasn't even dropped in on my phone.
Why? Let me check here.
Oh, it dropped in on my phone, at least. Okay, so I've got it.
Okay.
Thank you. I apologize.
That's okay. None necessary. Okay. On the front page is all of our appointments that happened, mm-hmm. plus some of the ones that have not. So we have, I'll use my little fan. Office assistant, Nancy Thane, treasurer, Chris Nardowitz, accountant, Hilltown Municipal Accounting, tax collector, Elizabeth Nichols, animal inspector's already been done, Americans with Disability rep, Maya, how does she say her last name? Is it Jalber?
Jalber.
Jalber, okay.
Boards clerk, Cindy Garland, mm-hmm. Board of Health liaison, mm-hmm. Elisa, oh, did we do that last time? Did we vote that in? Okay. Building maintenance coordinator, Tim Lively, Carl H. Nilman, scholarship rep, Bob Gruen, emergency management director, Tim Lively, emergency management alternate, Sheila Litchfield, E911 coordinator, Ken Gilbert, me, FERCOG, alternate planning board rep. Didn't we vote that in? Didn't I say I would do that? Because you were going to have to, you couldn't do it because you're
Well,
doing
you can't
it.
Be the planning board rep and the alternate planning board rep.
Yeah, but I thought, oh, that's right. I have to stay as the planning board rep because you're still planning.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then I the alternate
So you'll have to be that, I guess.
Okay, so I don't know if we got this far. Did we?
Yeah.
Well, we had to because then I'm now the alternate for the.
So we'll have to put in you for that.
All right.
It's like getting more
comfortable. I know.
That one we did this. Fire chief Nick Anzuni, forest fire warden is Nick. Well, Lisa. Okay. So highway superintendent will be blank, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Highway mechanic operator Kyle Jarvis, skilled labor operator highway Jason Lively. Liaison we talked about. Building commissioner will be Jim Hawkins. The local building inspector is Jeff Gugian. Electrical inspector is Dana Spring. Yes. Plumbing and gas, Andy French. Licensing, that's me. The police chief, John McDonough. Chief McDonough. Police officers, Francis Noyes and Clay Hebert. Post officer, Charlene Reynolds. Close office manager, Shirley Reynolds. Okay, so so we will do all of them except for the highway superintendent for now.
I think, didn't we do them?
No.
That's why these names are here.
Well, no, because she filled them in.
We didn't approve all this last time?
No, we just did ourselves.
Thank you.
So, oh,
we just did ourselves last week. Sorry.
So we're doing the reappointment of all the other people.
So all those people are now being appointed, yes.
Okay.
So we're going to do it as one big fail swoop.
Understood.
Of all those folks that I just went through.
For that first page.
For that first page, less the highway superintendent.
Correct.
And less the FERCOG alternate planning board. Oh, no, we're putting you in there. You're good with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're adding Elisa for FERCOG alternate planning board rep. And we don't need to do Amy Jarvis for animal inspector because that was previous. It has a different date.
Oh, it's not
whenever we did that before. I think it was in March or something like that. We just did her not too long ago. We had to update it.
Okay. Oh, I think you're right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So can I have a motion for the FY25 appointment of all those that I listed that are on page one?
Page one. So moved.
A second.
And is there any discussion, questions?
Nope.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. All right. Welcome aboard, everybody, again. Welcome back. That's the list that doesn't really change much. Okay. Now we have the post office substitutes, right? Lorena, and these have all been spoken to, and these all said yes. So we have Lorena. What, are you questioning that? Because Hilma told me yes.
Okay, Charlene had some feedback that I don't know if it was just a comment or if she was serious. So I'm not quite sure what to do with that. Can we put that particular one on hold for further?
Yeah.
For further exploration, and I can check in with Charlene about that.
Yep.
Okay. So let's just hold off on that particular one.
And the ones that Hilma didn't know, but now we have it on here. It's from the town clerk. So the next is the election workers.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy's yes. Hilma's yes. Cindy's yes. Sue's yes. Kathy's yes. And Dina's yes. So that list is good. And we'll do the alternate. And we'll vote those in all at one time. The alternate election workers, Jenna's yes, Doug's yes, and Kathy Talon's yes. So all of those folks are yeses. They're all signing back up. So can I have a motion to appoint for FY25 the election workers and the alternate election workers as listed?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion or question?
None.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay, the next grouping, we have the senior program coordinator. That's Lyra. I'm going to put this aside. Wait a minute, everybody. We did the correspondent to the Heath Herald already. Tax title attorney, Berenson and Bloom. Town council, KP Law. Town nurse, Claire. Transfer station attendant, Lee Lively. Veterans Service Officer Brian Brooks, Veterans Graves Officer Dennis Peters, Veterans Representative Dennis Peters, Fred G. Wells Trustee Diane Grinnell. And so it looks like all of those have been reached out to and everyone is still on board. So can I have a motion to appoint for the FY25 year ahead, that grouping from senior program coordinator to the Fred G. Wells trustee as written.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Elise, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay. Now we are on to boards, committees, and commissions. So this is all the ones that are specified in Mass General Law or by our general bylaws for the town of Heath. Agricultural Commission, I see we have 5 names. That's wonderful. So Agricultural Commission, we'll do these 3. Board of Health, okay, so Agricultural Commission, the 5 folks are Molly Lane, Karen Brooks, Lorena Lubsky, Sam Lane, and Austin Sumner. Nice. Board of Health, so we have to, yep. So we have to, Jean was up for re-election? I didn't think he was. And we have
Tucker Jenkins
as a
right
new member, which is wonderful. That he said yes to that. So we will reappoint. I'm not sure on Gene if he was actually up for reappointment. This says Susan Gruen is 2025.
So it's next.
Well, this is 2025.
Oh, it's for fiscal 2025.
So we're gonna have to get clarification on that.
Okay.
So we can at least, all right, so let's just do the Agriculture Commission so we don't get out of line. Can I have a motion?
Well, I'm sorry, may I interject? Can we go ahead and approve Tucker?
That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, can, that's what I wanted to get back, yeah. So can we have, so motion for the Agricultural Commission for the FY25 appointment of the five listed.
So moved.
Second.
Questions?
No.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. So for Board of Health, we'll go ahead and we'll appoint Tucker Jenkins. So I can have a motion to appoint Tucker Jenkins for his first three-year term to the Board of Health for
so
the FY25 starting date. Can I have a second?
Second, happily.
Happily, happily.
Happily.
All
so
in
happy.
Favor.
Elisa, happy, yay, yes.
Will, happy,
aye. Robin, happy, happy,
go
happy.
Tucker.
So we'll do that one, and then we're going to have to ask about this little, I'm confused about who else needs to be reappointed, and we'll just take care of that the next meeting.
Okay.
Cemetery Commission, Claire Rabbit, Jerry Gilbert, Eric Sumner. Yeah, we'll do that one. So can I have a motion to reappoint for FY25 the Cemetery Commission, three members as listed?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robert. So on this one, we'll try to vote. Oh, I think I see how she's done this now. So let's vote. Can I have a motion to, I figured this out. Can I have a motion to appoint Jean Garland to the Board of Health for the starting this next three-year term starting FY25?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. So, sorry, I went back and did that. Sue's next year. Okay. Okay,
so,
sorry.
Okay, so we don't need to follow
up
with them.
No. I'm pretty sure based on how. If you look down here, the way she's got us voting on these for the Cultural Council, and those are all the new people, and that's the 3-year term. Okay.
Oh, okay, so she already put them in. I got it.
Conservation Commission. We have Heather Rowe, Brian DeVries, Pam Porter. The consultant is Bill Luttrell, and we have two vacancies. Conservation Commission. We'll go down a couple of them. We'll do Council on Aging. We've got Margaret Freeman, Kathy Tallon, Sue Lively, and Donna.
Hi.
Thank you. And one vacancy. So let's vote those two in. Can I have a motion to appoint the Conservation Commission and the Council on Aging FY25 appointment?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. So Cultural Council, Barbara wanted to speak, if you want to or no. You want us just to vote you all in?
Yes, and to clarify that, because of, Rachel had sent in a letter saying that she will be resigning,
mm-hmm.
but that she's happy to remain active until our new members are fully onboarded, because they're all three of them are going to have to go through their COI certification and get sworn in. And we all know with people's schedules and limitation of office hours, that can take time. And we will not have quorum or be in compliance with the state requirements if we don't have five members. So she's graciously agreed to stay on. So please don't accept her resignation yet. But be aware that it's coming.
Okay.
And you'll notify the select board when?
I will or she will.
Completed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then, so for the Cultural Council, we're looking to appoint, well, we're looking to reappoint Heather Rowe.
Yes.
And then appoint new Sarah Coe, Heather
Wynn.
Thank you. And Doug Wilkins. So I'll go ahead and we'll do that one. Can I have a motion to appoint the four as listed for the Cultural Council FY25 appointment?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. All right, there you go. That's done. Okay, now we'll do the rest of these and try to knock, I don't think there's any notes or anything other than a lot of vacancies. Okay. Heath Veterans Memorial Committee. We've got Jerry Gilbert, Peter Smith, and Ormidas Lively. Two vacancies. I'm saying this loud because I know all the people at home are writing down where they want to serve, right?
You betcha.
The Historical Commission. What's going on here? Two people, Nina Marshall and Susan Gruen. Three vacancies. Three vacancies on the Historic Commission. Parks and Rec. Mike Cucciera, Shahid Jaleel, right? Yes, I have to think through it. Robert Dane. Chelsea Jordan Makeley, a vacancy. So why aren't one of you just on it?
You mean Lyra or myself?
Yeah.
I think because it takes a level of a commitment that neither one of us may have, we may not have, at least. I can speak for myself, but that's why.
Okay.
You feel like if you're ex officio, you have more flexibility.
You can help out when you can without the responsibility.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, if worse came to worse, I'm sure one of the two of us would do it.
Well,
you're trying to downsize.
If anybody's interested in joining Parks and Rec, I feel like I'm talking to the computer every time. Like it sees me. Like it can see me. Could you put some little eyeballs on there?
A big smiley face.
And if not, then Pat will have to step up after she just made that comment.
No, that's fine, really. In the meantime, I'll see if I can recruit.
Okay. And then Renewable Energy Committee, another one. So that's Brian DeVries, Hilma Sumner, and Bill Luttrell. These are biggies, some of these, really important. So folks out there, people want to step up, that'd be great. So can I have a motion to appoint FY25 appointment for Heath Veterans Memorial Committee, Historical Commission, Parks and Rec Committee, Renewable Energy Advisory Committee as listed.
So moved.
Clarification.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Did you say you're being flexible still or that you are willing to be appointed?
I'm willing to be appointed if we don't find
somebody
another
else.
Person.
Okay.
To take, but in the meantime, I will actively seek another person.
Ah, okay.
And if she fails, then she's going to have to do it.
Then she's getting a letter.
I'm going to put it in.
It says, welcome.
Welcome. Oh, welcome. A vicious crowd.
There's going to be people out there that are interested. I'm going to start using names pretty soon of people that I don't see on the list.
Well, what I would love to do is put together kind of a whole summary of these are the spots that we have available.
That's what we'll do after this.
That's what these committees do, a little synopsis of what it does,
yeah.
And blast it out of every...
Right, that's what we'll do after this.
Email, social media.
Some are filling up really well. Others seem to be... As some fill up, others are losing. It's like...
Yes. I have some of that done.
Oh, do you? You're already on it.
Amazing.
We're like connected.
But if you go to the community page and look up more on there's a list of some of the committees and what they do.
Okay. Yeah, I had seen that before, so that's
cool. Okay.
Thank you very much for that. It's a good page. So, okay, where are we?
Last one is Zoning Board of Appeals, the ZBA. No. Nobody's up for re-election right now by this. Other than a vacancy on the ZBA. Really important. Some things are coming down the pike in that group, so if you want to have a say in what happens in town, you got to do these committees because that's where your voice is heard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ad hoc committees. We have three of them. One we're not going to appoint right now because we're going to talk about it in the charge. That's the Building Facilities Committee. But the other two we will. That's the Building Use Committee. And, then we're going to talk about the Fundraising Committee afterwards, too. Actually, so right now it's only one of them. It's only the Building Use Committee, of which we only have three people there.
So I'm sorry. I
need some more.
Yeah. Did you end up voting on the ones all the way through the ZBA?
We didn't have to vote on the ZBA, but yes, we did vote on the rest.
Okay.
No, it's fine. So, Building Use Committee, we have Alice Lee Thompson, Lyra, and Rebecca Sampson, or Sampson. So, I'll take a motion to appoint the three that we have listed for the Building Use Committee FY25 appointment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Rob, and aye. We'll come back, Building Facilities isn't gonna happen tonight, and Community Hall Windows we might be able to come back to. And then we have other positions, we have some town positions that are appointed by other entities. That's the Woodlands Partnership Board of Directors, which is art, and the art is both that and the Community Economic Development Strategy Rep, both appointed by the FERCOG. We have the Municipal Light Plant Manager, and that's the Municipal Light under Municipal Light Board. We have Wired West Delegate and Wired West Alternate. So all of those are by other groups. So first, thank you to everyone whose name is on here. Thank you, thank you. You get many thank yous if your name's on here in lots of places. I'm kind of feeling like Hilma said, oh, I better start taking some of these or we wouldn't have a full.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so right now, the Historical Commission cannot make a quorum.
Mm-hmm.
So before we move on, we should talk about that. Is there something that has to happen? These Historical Commission, is there anything that they need to do that would require a quorum in the near future? Not really up on everything that gets done. I don't see your name on here, Ned. Now that I look across the table. So that one, I don't know. A lot of these by default, if there isn't a quorum and someone is needed for some reason, a select board member has to fill that by default. So I just don't know
what they do.
Their requirements are. So I guess we're gonna have to figure that one out.
Do they have a charge? Do they?
Yeah.
I'm on their page, and I don't know what they do.
I mean, historically, the one thing I can remember, and Ned will remember this also, they were the ones who went through all the work and effort to get the town center designated.
Right.
I mean, so that's,
oh, that's right.
The
My mom was
of work that they do.
I just don't know if there's
but
anything.
I don't know what now they're
right,
doing.
If there's any follow-up. Sometimes these, like Barbara knows and always talks about the cultural commission is that there's things that have to happen that you lose your status in essence
or your money.
And I'm just not
or both.
I'm not sure on the historical commission. So maybe it makes sense to reach out to the members to find that out.
As I recall, the historical commissions often, if you, for instance, have a for example, like Castine, Maine, it's a historical town, all the buildings are white, but black shutters.
Yeah.
They have rules. They create rules.
They create
yes.
Rules.
Right.
Yeah. You can't.
But I actually, and I don't know if they fall under Master of the Law. I think they may. So we probably should look that up. We can't let that just not exist. If it needs to, we'll have to corral somebody.
Does the Historical Commission work with the Heath Historical Society? Do you guys come together on things? Do you talk to each other? Do you?
There certainly are common interests, and we talk about those common interests. But
Helma has the answer to this right off, so we'll have to get that from her. But we shouldn't let that hang. Now that everything else at least has enough to create a quorum if they need to, except for that one.
Okay.
So we might have to at least corral somebody for a year.
Right. Don't tell anybody, but I would be willing to do that. But don't tell me.
Well, it goes back to that.
Oh, you were saying a select board member would
It'd
have
be
to.
If there's some requirement, if
okay,
there's a default that can kick in,
but
it wouldn't be only to act on that.
Mm-hmm. But let's see if we can get some public notice out and try to drum up some volunteers here.
Correct.
And take it from there.
And maybe reach out to Nina and Sue and Susan and just make sure they know there are two right now. You want to do that?
Sure.
You want to send them out?
Yeah, check in with them and ask the questions that we're asking. And yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, I just don't want anything to go unnoticed.
When Heather Halfwell was on it, she had gone and found out about preservation grants for historic buildings.
Yeah, I know they do a lot of like pick and choose selective, like things that you don't have to do, but they were doing that. I just want to make sure there aren't any requirements that you have to do or you lose a status. That would make me sad if we miss something because we just don't know. So, and it might simply be that it's just that it's in our bylaw and that's why it's here, which is fine, but we still gotta get a quorum. We gotta get a quorum. Okay. Thank you. Anything else specifically to appointments? No? All right.
I don't think so. Great job.
We're going to go to other business. ATM continuation review. Basically, thank you to everyone who attended that we were able to get a quorum for the continuation of the ATM. We were able to close it out. That means we can actually have a budget, which makes life easier. You know, I think... I felt like people were prepared coming in. People had done homework. They had asked questions. Mm-hmm. Good information was presented. And Budge's position was very difficult. I appreciate the situation he was put in. And I think it went well. Okay. I'm sure that other people are not happy with us. I haven't seen any in the paper. I'm sure it'll come out tomorrow.
Probably, yeah, I was wondering.
And, but we did what we felt we had to do. I saw that the email came out from the town coordinator's office. I don't know if you sent it or who sent it today with the survey.
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody could do that survey that was sent out that was mentioned at the meeting, don't just ignore it. You don't have to have children in the school system. I did it today because I don't have children and I'm not familiar completely with the school itself. There were some things I couldn't answer and I just was honest and said I can't answer. So it's not a difficult survey. It only took me 5 minutes. It was pretty clear, pretty well put together. So please everybody do that because that is our voice. Mm-hmm. Select Board has spoken previously about the fact that we will soon have further conversation between ourselves and the Finance Committee about Mohawk Trail and the budget and the amendments and everything else. I mean, we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to continue to try to find another school committee rep. We're lucky that Budge stayed on for another term, but we need to find another person.
Right, and I just, because we're recording here, I don't know if everybody understands that at our town elections, there was a write-in for Tucker Jenkins, which he wanted to accept, but apparently there was a conflict of interest and he was not able to fulfill the position with regret. So I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that's what happened.
So it's really important that somebody step up for this. We're not gonna lie, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of hours. I would hate to say it wasn't, have somebody take it and find out the hard way. But the, you know, what you're standing up for and what the time you're putting in is extremely important. Largest part of our budget, driving force for all the towns and kids. I mean, we sit and we say how important the kids are. So, mm-hmm. Right? Someone's got to actually step up and show how important the kids are. Pat?
Would it be worthwhile to approach Elizabeth Finn, who's on the Berkshire 2 District 8 Towns Committee?
We talked about it and she's been, I think Budge has talked to her, but feeling like she needed the opportunity to kind of get her feet wet and start to learn a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, yeah, if she's listening and is interested, send us a note. It's big, it's a lot of responsibility, but so important. For every meeting that we only have poor Budge, we're losing that a vote every time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and eventually Budge is not going to want to keep doing this, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
It's been doing a lot of years.
Long time.
Tough job. So what else? Other thoughts from you on ATM?
Just echoing a little bit of what you said, I was really proud and appreciative of every voter that came. We had the quorum that we needed, and I think you're right. I think everybody was well-educated when they walked into that room, and they listened to what they had, I think, learned from any workshops they may have attended Ken Rock, and they listened to our statement and listened to Budge. And I mean, when was the last time there was a unanimous vote in the town of Heath with Budge's abstention, which is not officially recorded, but I mean, I've never seen or even heard of that. So I was just really, for some reason, very proud of, how the evening went, and appreciative of everybody showing up and doing their homework and making the best decision for our town, knowing that this is not the end. There's more work to be done, as you've stated, Robin, and I'm really looking forward to the results of the sustainability study, and that we can work together with the district. I don't want this opposition between Heath and the district. We're in this together, and eager to be that team player for the district, and I want to move forward with the district.
Will, anything else?
I think Melissa summarized it pretty well, but I'd also like to say that it was mutually respectful.
Yes.
Which is very nice to see.
Yep.
So.
Yep. That was a good meeting, very quick, but the recorder came when we were done.
when we're voting our way out, the recorder. I'll follow up with that, Rob, because he did approach you and I, and I think Will as well, wanting a statement or a quote, and he was provided the written statement from the select board. He gave me his email address, and then I sent him an email late last night copying Budge to say, any statement that you would like to make in the recorder, please consult with our school rep. And I did get a response from Budge that he had a very nice phone call with the gentleman whose name is
good.
Anthony. And he says,
we'll see
what happens.
Come on, so, Anthony, do it right.
So I wanted you to know, Robin, that they did connect.
Perfect.
And it's important.
Perfect, because I was, he wanted, somehow I turned my back and then Budge was gone. So I was like, oh.
I know,
I was
like,
Budge, So
it's okay,
that's
connection
okay.
was made,
good,
and
good, good, good.
We'll look
that's
forward
good.
To see what comes out in the paper.
Yeah, I mean, It's really difficult. I mean, I could understand Budge's situation and position and how difficult that was, and it feels the same to be in these seats, and for all the voters who vote, because
mm-hmm.
you're not trying to be oppositional. You want to be a good member of the region, but you also have to recognize that you have to support your home base, and there's
mm-hmm.
and there are issues that need further review and more information, but we are responsible to get ourselves involved. We have to get involved. We, the town of Heath, need to be involved.
I did speak to Budge immediately after the meeting and shared with him my personal feelings of how much I admired how he conducted himself during that meeting and the message that he sent. I just really respected how he did that and very much appreciate all his work on behalf of the town and for keeping an open mind and really looking at this amendment and how it would affect us. So I really, really appreciated
yeah.
His statement.
Yeah.
I give him a lot of credit for that. It was not easy for him to do.
And I am really happy that we had a quorum and took a vote.
Oh, yes.
Versus it just having to
dissolve.
Right, because it's that's not a great position either. Sometimes that's the easy way out. I mean, you have to vote what you have in your mind and in your heart. You have to say it.
I agree.
You have to say it.
I agree. Yeah, Heath really stepped up yesterday.
I was really, really
appreciative and very happy.
Good job, Heath.
Yes, way to go,
Good
Heath.
Good job.
Thanks for stepping up.
Ned.
I was going to say that having the chairs, of course, I guess fewer people were expected to begin with, but even so, having the chairs more sort of up front meant that there really wasn't anyone out in left field, you know.
It's a tough thing because there's obviously challenges, and we want folks that feel that they are challenged to be able to come to meetings because of being close with people without masks. We know that there's those people that exist, and we want to be welcoming to everybody. And on the same token, it's hard because we do become more segregated or separated, so it's hard to like balance those two things, but hopefully things are okay for everybody. So we made it through.
It was short.
We saw faces that don't normally show up, which was lovely.
I did not recognize quite a few people in the audience, which was
so
lovely.
The word was getting out. And we should thank Ken. You brought up Ken Rock.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Because it was really a special thing for him to come out and to provide an education or a look into the world of numbers for folks that were interested. I know it created a little bit of rockiness for a little bit because I mean, people weren't certain what the message was.
They weren't understanding.
And
it's right.
And but for those, I've heard really good feedback from people who actually were there. Some of our elders that were really appreciative of what they were able to hear and how they learned. So that's great. Thanks, Ken.
That was a year-long effort on Ken's behalf, starting with educating the Select Board and FinCom.
And actually more than that, because he started before the last ATM with us.
Great.
So it's been he's been in this a long time. Plus, he was really involved when we were closing the school.
Yeah.
So he's been very gracious with his time and the position he's put himself in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so really huge support of
his town, supporting mm-hmm. Heath.
Yep.
So, all right,
that's
good.
Great job, everybody.
Next is the board's clerk job description. So basically, I just took that, like I said, I would.
Yep.
And that came back to everybody.
Yep.
I just juggled it around, like I said, I would. Tried to make it a little clear.
You Robinized it with your organizational skills.
Yeah, it still's a little.
It reads fine.
Yeah, I was gonna say I could have, but I didn't want to start taking things out that people would put in for whatever reason.
It's fine.
It's clear. It talks about all of the jobs. It talks about going to meetings, taking minutes for the Board of Health, and then when able for others for. Public hearings, we mentioned that, attendance at some board meetings and public hearings will be required. I think it's enough that it gives somebody what the job is.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you caught that you need to alter, change? Anything, anybody?
No, I think it's fine.
And I think it could be what we call a stepping stone because it's gonna be a new person. We get that person in. She's got her marching orders,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe we talk to her, have, you know, 3 months, 4 months, and we say, what do you think? Do we need to take a look at this?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that we set, this is not set in stone for a year. We can do what we need to.
That's kind of how I'm feeling. I think it's a great starting point.
Okay, so do you want to, because we're going to have to approve this.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve the board's clerk position job description.
I'll second that.
Further conversation, questions, comments? Nothing. All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. So this will be, Hamo will make a little new date on there.
Right, what is it?
And then it'll
18.
Go to Cindy with her appointment letter. Welcome!
Thank you.
This is what you're doing.
Hello.
I think she pretty much knows this anyways, so not a surprise.
That's great.
All right. Building Facilities Committee Charge. Okay, so
yep.
Everybody have that one?
Yep.
Towne Heath Facilities Committee Overview, it's called.
Yep. Got it.
Kind of. So I really didn't expect any, we were just going to look at this tonight.
Yeah.
Charge is written, the committee will assist the select board in monitoring the condition and maintenance needs of all town buildings to prioritize repairs and to help identify funding sources. Mm-hmm. Sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. Whether we're going to find people who want to continue to do this or jump on, I'm uncertain, but.
Well, yeah, looking at who originally served.
So the folks that were there.
I see on the webpage who they were.
Yeah, well, we've got
our own. Oh, but we also have our own little.
Building Facilities Committee.
I wonder if it says the same
thing. Was Tom Lively, Will Emmett, so he's out. Mike Cucciera, I'm going to guess he's not going to do it. Tim Lively, I mean, that's just basically his job. Jeff, and
wait,
Helma as ex officio.
Is it supposed to be Tim or Tom? Because on the webpage,
Tom.
It says Tom.
Both.
Oh,
both?
Oh, both Tim and Tom are on it?
Because Tim was able to advise us on systems.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure, sure.
He was like encyclopedia.
Oh.
I mean, maybe Mike will do it, but it hasn't met. They haven't. You guys haven't met, right?
We haven't met in probably over 2 years.
Yeah,
we
so
had
it's
a, we had
it's
a
default.
Final report.
Right, right. And that was the review the findings of the Heath Town Facilities Task Report. That one was June 11, 2020. So it's really, the purpose of this is to continue like following up on that report and check things off that get done and
correct.
Yell at the select board about all the things that haven't been done.
Correct.
In layman's terms, that was really the point of it.
Mm-hmm. And there are gonna be more issues that have cropped up.
Correct.
I just, yeah.
So
I look at both buildings outside today. Saw some stuff too.
This is just a feeling I have. My gut tells me the best way to approach this is for us, the select board, to take the report and work on that report ourselves with Tim to get the report up to date. I know it's more work onto us, but it kind of, if we don't, it could drag it out a little bit longer than I think makes good sense to. And then we make a decision if it makes sense to then recreate this committee to continue, have a new charge, you know, to continue following up on it. But I think it's really important that, and Tim already has a lot of this information, I know he does, to be able to take that report, bring it up to date, add a bunch of new stuff, and then kind of make a decision as to what we do. That's my gut feeling on this one, because I think that if we try to put a group of people together, the process of them getting together, having meetings, figuring out who's gonna do what, review the buildings, I think it's gonna take too long.
I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel. I think we just need to update the wheel.
Right.
I think this is really important, because as we were wanting to revitalize those buildings,
we need to know
what's going on, and
right.
then we need to find out where all the funding's coming from. So we're going to need people who know how to do that.
Correct. Correct.
So I am very much in favor of updating all of this.
Hi.
Hello.
So does that feel good?
That feels good to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
right.
this idea of getting together
good?
With Tim.
Okay.
And so we bring him to a meeting and we do this?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think what we do is first, I can send him out a note and just ask him if he can, and ask him to take however long he needs, a couple, 3 weeks, whatever it is, a month, review the report, and for him to start making his notes. He has lists, I know he has them. And maybe to pull all that together and then schedule a time to meet. And then we'll go over it and then we'll take the list and then we'll make sure, you know, we'll do a walk around. We'll like have a meeting specifically for this.
Okay.
if it has to be on an off week, we'll say like we're doing this week for highway department, we'll do an off meet, because in the summer we're only meeting every other week.
Right.
So we can do an off meeting,
right,
and just meet with Tim and do a walk around, and we'll go to all the buildings.
That makes a lot of sense.
But that would,
yeah,
we would have to call a select board on that meeting.
We'd have a meeting, and then we can adjourn it, and then just walk around
and
look at things and make no decisions.
Okay.
And then have a follow-up, you know, update the list, and then have a follow-up and go over it in a general meeting.
Okay.
But give Tim a chance to kind of go through it, because we don't know what he has going on or what he has scheduled, so I think we should give him a chance to do that first.
That feels good to me. Will?
Yeah, I think that because this report is kind of a, it's a living document. There are going to be things you add to it.
Right.
And, you know, it dies and casts, they're basically every building is covered, but every building has new problems and some things that have been taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
is this a report that's, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No,
is this a report that can be edited?
Yep.
As we're going along, to keep it a live document and keep,
yep,
you know, changing,
yeah,
or,
yeah,
adding note, taking care of, so we can edit it as we go along.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we might be able to like change it a little bit more into an easier an Excel document.
Right.
You know, take it and merge it in, because it was also like prioritized and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but we can, if we need to, we'll update it into a spreadsheet that makes it really easy.
Okay.
To be able to follow through.
That sounds great. So,
because it's our job. That is our job, quite honestly.
They're municipal buildings, and yeah, that's our charge, I think. So, yeah, we can ask Tim how long he would need,
yeah,
to review that report. I don't want to guess that it's going to take him 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'll
I would
ask
like
him.
To,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
from,
yeah,
him.
No, I'll ask him.
Okay.
And he's on vacation this week anyway, so next week I'll reach out to him.
Okay.
Does that feel good?
Yes.
Feels good?
Feels great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so community hall windows, fundraising, update, review of charge, all that kind of good stuff.
Yep.
Per the meeting, last meeting we had, I did the updates that we talked about. I tried to massage the words. You've got that. Hopefully.
I do.
Hopefully it was sent out to you.
Yes.
I have it. With highlights and stuff.
Yes.
Now I know in the mail we have a note from a member as well. That had some thoughts, questions, concerns. Where is that? Okay.
Is that sent through the mail?
That's in mail number one.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Show all two attachments open.
So after the meeting, we had kind of said, you know, August 1st, since that was after the July 26th concert, which is pretty much what I wrote in here. But you must have been at the meeting. Were you at the meeting when this was discussed, or did this just, was this Bob's feelings after the meeting?
I'm so sorry. I wish I could remember and tell you that I was or wasn't. I'm sorry. My meetings are all smushing together.
She was there?
I don't know.
You were being told you were there.
I was there? Thank you, Barbara.
You were there in body.
No idea.
I can't account for where your mind was.
I'm so fried.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's an ex officio position for select board. Because it's going to be Barbara. Because a lot of times I have to look at Barbara and say, she's read the eyes or the. When she's got that questioning look, I'm like, oh.
It's going to take a minute to pull up those brain cells.
So I can say this. It's interesting because I spoke to one person who was on the committee who pretty much said, yes, I'm interested in being on it. Till about August 1st, and then I was feeling like people were happy about that.
I think the first time it was discussed is actually a meeting that I missed because of traveling. And then I had heard that there was going to be a letter submitted. And then at the last meeting, there may have been further conversation about it, but I think the bulk of it happened when I actually wasn't present, but you're going to tell me that that's not true at all. Well, that's certainly...
Yeah,
just ask
there. That's what I do a lot. I do. So I have to put a thank you.
I thought I had reported all of this to the chairperson in an email, and then I felt that they had a conversation when I wasn't there about something. That was another. Anyway, I'm battling any at the moment. However,
unfinished business well past that day. Donations may continue to come in, especially after the concert. We have always sent out thank you cards. We would like to continue doing so.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to receive emails on the email account. Possible end date in October, November to make sure we can close the books together.
Wait.
I was just going to say while you were there, but I got to take that back. Well, you've been there in the past.
I've been
there.
Do
you have thoughts, comments?
I do. I understand the makeup of this committee and that they would like to see it through. And they do want to be kept in the loop. So I get where they're coming from, because they have been really great about sending out their own personal, very warm and lovely thank you notes. And they want to be able to continue to do that and be aware of how the restoration project is proceeding. Because they get asked questions and they don't have those answers, and that makes them feel uncomfortable. So that it's very important to them, because they're taking that they take this very seriously, the work that they're doing, and they want to be able to be a resource to the townspeople and those who have donated, that they can answer the questions that they're being asked, such as has the money been certified yet? Is have the bids been collected yet? And I told them that I would follow up with Hilma. To find out where she was in the process and trying to understand the timeline or the time involved in each step that she needs to take, so that I can relay that to the committee so they can let people know that where we are in the process, instead of them just saying, I don't know. And it's unfair to them and it makes them uncomfortable, and I don't want to do that for them.
So what if we just change what I wrote a little bit? Because I really didn't disband them.
I know, and I'm very confused about this.
Because of all this stuff, I wasn't doing that. But we don't want active fundraising after August 1st.
So that's why...
Period.
That's... Okay. Yes, and they are clear. They don't want to be doing that either.
So they could say... We can say the committee will stay engaged...
until the completion of the project, but will not be actively fundraising after July 26th.
Unless asked
Unless asked, yes.
Because the question has come up about once all those bids come in.
Well, that's what I have in here. The appointed committee members will discontinue fundraising after the July 26, 2024 concert, but will remain an appointed committee until the town has received the quotes for the window project. Should the quotes exceed the grant and raise donation total, the select board will discuss continued fundraising efforts with the committee.
Right. No, we've got it all in here, but what throws me is... the line that you have saying, knowing that the committee has previously scheduled fundraising concert for July 26, 2024, the committee will stay engaged until August 1st, 2024. What does engaged mean to
Well,
you?
That's the word we used when we met last time. We were talking about we want them to be able to stay engaged, meaning those very things. Wrap up the concert, get the money. It was all those things that they're talking about.
Okay, their concern though is that other donations from previous efforts will probably still come in after August 1, and they would like to be able to be aware of that so that they can write their thank you note.
Well, that's a new request. So
okay,
we have to change.
So
this was before that this letter.
Okay.
This was done rapidly after the meeting.
Yeah.
Before I went away. On top of all the other work I had to do before I went away. Are you getting the picture?
I am. Thank you, Robin. Drinks are on me.
But, I mean, it's really important that there's no fundraising, and there is, this is a fundraising group. It's not a do the project group.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be very clear too.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole process of the getting of the quotes coming in, that's a select board responsibility, running the project, all that type of thing. So
right.
I just...
Right, and I think they understand that. I think they just want to be kept informed of the progress so that when people who have donated money can go to one of these members and say, hey, how's it going? And they can say, oh, yeah, bids are coming in. You know, I think that's the only consideration that they would like to have.
Well, and this also was in the paragraph saying, this is a temporary committee formed for the sole purpose of fundraising. When the goal has been reached, the committee will be disbanded upon the decision of the select board.
Mm-hmm.
So that next letter was to basically say, or that next sentence was to basically say, we're not disbanding you yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, knowing the committee has previously scheduled fundraising for July 26, 2024.
And then I was trying to make that sentence roll into your next one. Not it kind of
maybe we just
take out that taking out the committee will stay engaged until August 1. I would strike that and say we've got this previously scheduled.
Take out that whole bullet.
Just knowing that the committee has already scheduled the fundraising concert?
Well, if we take out okay, the committee was urged to raise the matching fund. This work is now complete. There are no funds available for expense. That's unimportant at this point, but it's, we'll leave it in there. Yeah, I guess we could say take out, so this is a temporary committee formed for the sole purpose of fundraising. Take out the next sentence.
Sole purpose, okay.
So take out, let me go through this and tell me what you think. This is a temporary committee formed for the sole purpose of fundraising. If we take out when the goal has been reached, the committee will be disbanded.
Yes.
Take that out right now because we're going to say it later.
Okay.
All right, take that out. And then say, knowing that the committee has previously scheduled fundraising concert for July 26, 2024, the committee will stay engaged. That's what you just said. Take out the until, right? Period.
And right, we'll stay engaged.
Period. Take out the until August, and then the appointed committee members will discontinue and go right into that, like you said.
Do we want to say stay engaged?
Stay engaged, but discontinue fundraising.
Yes, there you go.
But so take out that the repeat. But discontinue fundraising after the July 26, 2024 concert. Period. I'll have to rewrite this. And then the new bullet could be the rest of it. The appointed
well, we're saying, but discontinue fundraising, and then we're just saying. Oh, right. So
and then just
we'll stay engaged.
The rest of that. Right.
But committee members, right. Instead of just saying the appointed, we just say,
yeah.
But the committee members will discontinue. So we already have it in there.
Right.
It's just a very simple, I knew there was just a simple word that needed to come out.
And then the rest of it is good. Should the quotes exceed the grant, we want to put that in there. Raise donation totals.
Yes.
Like we'll discuss continued fundraising efforts with the committee. And then once the town has the window project fully funded, the committee will be disbanded. Upon a select decision of the select board, we still have the right to make another change.
Of course we do.
That's why I put it.
Right.
All right, so I'll rewrite that.
But now this one long sentence actually...
No, I'm going to break it into two bullets.
Okay, because then
yep,
it also,
yep,
that
yep,
second
yep,
bullet, it actually repeats itself.
Yeah, 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 I'm going to clean
it. Okay, so clean
it
up, but I think
yeah,
we got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah, I know, I was like, well, what do you think?
You
once I have it cleaned...
You have it covered.
The rest of it
okay,
is straightforward. It's,
yeah.
Right, because the rest is the truth. Nothing has changed, and now that's what you do, your name is all over there.
My name's on there? What? No? What?
Well, the protocol for donations, that nothing in that has changed.
No,
they're
no,
really
everything
yet,
else is
yeah,
perfectly fine,
yeah,
has been working
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Yes, and
okay,
I even have if you want, the updated number. You want the updated
yeah,
number?
Yeah, because we're doing the update.
Okay, so all as of now, confirmed with town coordinator and been turned over to the treasurer, we have received $20,283.15.
Very good, wow. Heath. And surrounding people.
Thank you, people who love Heath.
All right.
And love Community Hall.
All right. That's
and
good.
Way to go, community, the Windows Fundraising Committee. Bravo.
One of the things that was of concern of some of the members of the committee about continuing to serve on the committee was the need for, as you've been talking about, being kept more in the loop on progress, not to control the process, but to be updated. And I think the reason is they really have been the public face of this. They have been the public face of this project. And so people are coming to them frequently with
right.
questions. And when they're not able to answer those questions or have any idea, it's humiliating, and they feel as though it undermines their credibility and their position. And so I think there are some members who are a little reluctant to continue to serve unless there is some sort of guarantee that communications in the other direction are going to improve. That was my impression attending that meeting. And it wasn't everyone, but there definitely was that sentiment. It's like, yeah, we need clarification of our charge, which is what you're doing.
Right, right.
But we also, in order to continue, we really need this area to improve.
Right.
So,
and that's something that we can have.
Can we put a little something in there saying that the committee will be kept apprised
yeah.
of the process?
Yeah.
That would make
I think that would be really helpful in terms of encouraging people to continue to.
So we're not giving this an end date, we're just saying carry on.
Yeah, well that's what we were doing anyways, right.
Well, we were saying, you know, August 1 and then reappointing. So at this point we're not reappointing, we're just carrying on.
Well that's what I was saying in there. I wasn't reappointing, I was keeping them together.
Right, that's what
yeah,
I'm just
yeah,
clarifying.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I
yeah,
understood.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. No,
yep.
No. When I was redoing this, I didn't. We
took out until August 1, so
yeah.
I just wanted to make
yeah.
sure I understand
yeah.
the final
no
goal
reappointment.
Here is that no reappointment,
stay, that's
a,
why
it's
that,
a stay
yes.
steady and carry on.
Just discontinue fundraising, but
after the
that's
concert.
What I said, but would remain appointed committee until the town.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I think we got it
yeah.
all covered.
Yeah. No, there'd be no reason to appoint to August 1st and then
reappoint.
But we're not going to appoint tonight because we do have to have them. They have to read it, and then we'll appoint them. So they're just still acting right now.
Okay.
Because we haven't disbanded them.
Right, but we are changing the charge, so that's why we
yes.
have to do this formality
yes.
of everybody agreeing
yes.
to carry on.
Yes.
Got it.
Thank you. Okay, and I just want to look at my emails because I think, or text, I texted Hilma, because also in here was update just on the project there, right, Community Hall project.
Oh, as far as, is it open, is it not? Yeah, when Tim's away on vacation. I was actually in Community Hall, lower level today, it looked good. Potties were in place.
There's a leak in the dish sanitizer. Tim has called Hartnett, it says Elisa, and Building Use Committee can go about sanitizing kitchen counters and equipment, dishes, etc., but there's no sanitizer machine.
Sanitizer machine?
You probably didn't even know there was one.
Pat?
Oh, sorry,
I know what you were doing.
I was taking a deep dive.
Yeah. The sanitizer machine in Community Hall kitchen?
That's what people consider to be the dishwasher, but it's not.
Thank you. Understood. That's why, okay. I was like, what? Yes,
right.
Understand. So there is a leak. Okay, that's why we're
waiting for Hartnett to come.
Okay, so just so everybody knows that all dishes, all cups, all utensils before this pipe bursting over a year ago had been sanitized and wrapped securely in plastic. So everything all the utensils above it, but is, has remained sanitized. And it's just gonna be, I think, surface work that needs to be done, surface and floor. I will check the statuses of all those bags and so forth to make sure that they have been undamaged and untouched, but all the other plates, dishes, silverware, blah, 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 should be completely fine.
Okay.
Oh, I need to write that down.
And then it sounds like we just have to call the FERCog for their inspection. So I'm gonna, I am going to call Hartnett, follow up on this myself. I'm gonna, if you check, you check on the plates, I'm gonna call Hartnett, I'm gonna move this along.
That would be so great, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean, we're just talking about the kitchen. Can community hall be open for our meeting use and just reserve and just say we can't do the kitchen just yet because we've got a leak we have to deal with and it needs to be.
The bathrooms are all set? I haven't been in there.
But bathrooms are put back together. At least the potty was in place. I didn't give it a test run, but I can go do that.
Yeah, the line is, we know nobody's going to use the kitchen.
Yes, I mean, if people just want to use it for meeting space and so forth, right? We can.
Sure. Can I have a motion to open? How do you like this? Can I have a motion to reopen community hall for meeting use on the upper floor?
Yep.
And no use of the kitchen?
At this time.
At this time. Can I have that motion, please?
So moved.
Seconded.
Any further discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. All right.
Paper question number four.
Yeah. Barbara?
Returning to the fundraising, you raised
Barbara!
I'm sorry. You should have received a copy of a press release.
Oh, yes,
thank
you.
Approval. That's my next thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you had moved along away from the fundraising. So
No, because I just take it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I knew I had these pile of letters too that I have to go through too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thought you were leaving.
That's fantastic.
Into another country.
Huge. No, I just would like to get that building done.
We're close.
Okay.
You're calling Hartnett?
I'm calling Hartnett. And then I'll talk to Tim about the inspection too, also.
Okay, and I'll get in there and check status. And I guess I should wait until Hartnett is done before sanitizing surfaces.
Yeah, let me see. I'll call tomorrow and see when they're coming.
Okay.
Okay.
I can also update the building use committee.
All right, wait a second.
Is it all right to update the building use committee? So they know now upstairs is open?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about something else.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Updated. No status. Okay.
The press release draft.
Yes.
Was there any, did you have a chance to read it?
Yeah, I'm just looking through it.
Anything? I don't.
I got nothing.
I don't know anything to add or not happen there. It sounds good to me.
No, it's a great write-up.
I think the thing we were most concerned about your approval on is the paragraph which discusses the grant and this money. What is it? I don't have it in front of me. The second paragraph or so when it talks about the grant.
Awarded a Mass Council Facilities Grant in collaboration, that one?
Yes. And about where this money's going.
Restoration of the neighborhood of this building, which is an integral part of East Central Historic District, listed on National Register.
Keep going.
Local fundraising has successfully secured the minimum required matching funds for the grant.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem one?
It isn't necessarily a problem. It's just we want to make sure that you are happy with the wording.
Local fundraising, which it is, has successfully secured the minimum required matching funds for the grant.
It's fact.
I think it's factual.
Yeah. And?
Read the last one.
Concert revenue will augment the monies already secured. secure to provide a buffer for anticipated costs beyond the original $34,000 estimate for the preservation project. That is a fact.
We just wanted to make sure we were presenting this.
I think honestly,
and we don't want to mislead anyone about where this money's going.
Yeah. I don't know if the overages are anticipated. Maybe it's just that word.
Okay.
Because.
Potential?
Potential. Only because that would almost make it sound like we didn't know what we were asking for. But we had a quote that led us to ask for that. But we have no idea when it will really, when it can't push comes to shove, what the quote will be.
Exactly.
Because you can't lock anybody in at that far in advance. We don't have the funds.
And so, even partway through the project, we may run into some things that aren't expected.
Right.
So potential?
Yes.
That's easy.
Does that make sense?
Where do you want to put the word potential?
Instead of anticipated costs, to provide a buffer for anticipated costs beyond the original.
We want to say potential costs instead.
Yeah. Because we don't anticipate it. It's almost like you
already
they're
knew
coming.
It.
Yeah, right. You know they're coming. But I really don't know that they're coming.
Okay. Anticipated costs beyond. Understood. Yep, I got you now.
So other than
But yeah, the extra monies. I mean, if there are none, the money then filters into another project. But I don't know
but
that
do
we need,
need
to get
to
into
go,
the weeds.
Do we need to get into the weeds? All right.
So
other than that, which is an easy word swap, do you accept this for release?
Yeah. Do you want a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve of the press release for the July 26th benefit concert for the window community hall windows restoration project.
With the one change.
With the one word change from anticipated to potential costs beyond the original estimate.
I will second that.
Further questions? Comments? All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Again, lots of thanks for this, because this is just amazing, too.
It is amazing.
Thank you very much.
It's amazing, amazing.
Barbara, could
amazing
you just forever list off again where this is going to be sent for release? You guys had a nice list.
It's, well, this will be for the Recorder, the Hampshire Gazette, and the Eagle, the
Berkshire
Eagle.
Yeah.
And we also have a line on a reporter for the Berkshire Eagle who is trying to get her editor to agree to do a piece.
Nice.
So the hope is, Gloria has a lot of experience with press releases.
Yeah.
So the hope is that when this gets submitted, the potential might be that an editor will say, oh, this looks interesting, and will actually assign a reporter which will do a full story. But if that doesn't happen, at least we'll probably get this press release out,
that's
we
great
hope. Mm-hmm. It's out of our control, but that's the strategy.
And we had these too, right?
And we have those.
Nice.
Those are going to be distributed.
Our little.
You worked on this press release with
Gloria.
Jean Grun and Gloria Fisher.
Gloria and I did the press release.
Okay, you guys did a phenomenal
Jean
job.
And I
yeah,
did the did the graphics. The,
okay.
And I left one poster up there. I didn't give you more.
Yeah. Really, really lovely, lovely job.
Yeah.
Jean did a great job. So this is the poster that will be going up places.
Yes, okay. Nice.
We're calling it a poster.
It's nice.
Really.
A little flyer type of thing. Yeah.
She did a great job.
So where are those, like who's determining, is there a list of where those go?
Oh, we had a whole PR subcommittee meeting, and we've got a big plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they going to Greenfield? Like to the arts block and those type of places?
That's a good addition. I don't think that's on our list.
Well, there's just a large, there's quite a following of the Greenfield locations now for music. That arts block building down there sees quite a few people. has some interesting.
And the Lava Center there.
The Lava Center. They've got a big Juneteenth events tomorrow in Greenfield all day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you considered looking further east too, for towns, cities, somehow advertising? I mean, it would be kind of neat, a little town that could.
Yeah, I think maybe the recorder is going to help us reach in that direction. I think the widest audience that we may be tapping is indirectly through Mohawk Trail concerts. There are plenty of these. The director, Mark Frazier, has been extremely supportive, and he welcomed us to put flyers out at all of their concerts. They have 6 concerts. The first one was on Sunday. 6 concerts between now and the weekend just before this Friday concert. We've got posters up in their venue at the Federated Church, and the flyers are on their refreshment table and on the in the foyer, and I think at the last concert of their season he will announce it and encourage people to attend. They have a very good following.
It's great.
So, and those are people who are interested in classical music. So, it is a subgroup.
It is, but I find it's interesting because I find there are numbers of people who listen to other forms of music that still have that interest.
Oh yeah.
You know, right. Yeah, and I think more so when it's
live,
right? They're not going to listen to it necessarily in their XM radio or they, you know, at their home, maybe not. But if it's live, I think they do have interest in it. And I think it's just something that folks who enjoy a live performance take the opportunity from whatever that is at the time, right? There aren't many opportunities for us in this area for a live performance. So I think people broaden there. So you could get, I would be interested to see how many people.
We'll see.
So you're gonna love count, see how many people?
I counted Sunday. They had only 65, which surprised me. But it was a piano solo concert, and that draws a different subgroup within the subgroup.
Right,
So, and it was their first concert of the season. So, and it was Father's Day, because they usually do have a better crowd.
That's different.
So we'll see.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Anyway,
thank you very much for
thank
hearing
you.
That.
Thank you. You guys are doing an awesome job. Okay, and Salt Shed update. So that's just very brief. I just wanted to give an update that all of the information for the site related information that I put together with Jeff back a month or so ago, that's been sent off with two different options for a salt shed size. One, exactly the footprint we have as a default, and then one about 10 feet longer and 10 feet wider, roughly.
It's been sent off.
And that went off to that Walter.
Oh, Walter.
Walter, whatever his name is, Kudnovsky. Kudnovsky, I think that's it.
And then what do they do with it?
They put it together as a site plan.
Okay.
And they have told us we'll have something back for review by the 5th of July, which is not long from now at all. And then that would get attached to the RFP, the request for proposal, that we want to send out as soon as possible. That when Hilma gets back, that's one of the first things she has to work on for a project is that get that RFP pulled together. So by the time we get the site plan, we're going to send it out for the larger size one, and then if the numbers are way too high, then we'll be able to default to the smaller size. But if people have been noticing, the highway crew has done a lot of clearing already around there, and they intend to do as much as they can. So it is really, short of taking down the building, it's going to really push the project ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should look out back.
Mm-hmm. Surprising amount of room.
There is.
And it isn't a lot of ledge. There are a few rocks, but they've managed.
Right, they're going to be able to dig.
Yeah.
So
that's huge.
That'll be happening.
So they've been moving earth. That's what it looks like to me.
Yes. a lot.
No, it's been, it was a mess back there behind that building. Just a mess. I don't think anything's been cleaned out of behind there for probably 20 years.
I'm sure they found some interesting things.
But it's nice and clean now, and the air gets to it, and it's in so much better shape. When you take your trash, look out behind the salt shed. You're going to be like, Billy usually goes, wow, look at all that back there.
Right, tomorrow. We'll check it out.
Nice and clean. You've been doing a good job.
Nice.
So that's just a brief little update, because I didn't want you people to think it nothing was proceeding.
Where are we? So July 5th.
Hopefully by July 5th.
Okay.
We'll have something back from them. Maybe sooner.
Okay. Thank you.
But the big is going to be to push Hilma when she gets back to the RFP, then, so we can send it out and get this thing moving forward, and then find out where we're going to get all the rest of the money.
That and certifying the Windows money.
And certifying the Windows money. Two things two she's going to get done. Have to get done.
Great. Great. Thank you, Robin, for all that you've put into that salt check.
Yeah.
Could not do that without you.
The mail. So we had two parts of mail.
Yes.
And basically, a lot of it we've already gone through directly or indirectly. So the first part of the mail, part one, was the basically the resignation. So we had the resignation from John Clark from Heath Cultural Council. So basically, it was really just not getting, he was not getting reappointed, basically. Or did he resign before?
He was reappointed last year.
Yeah.
He failed to remember that it was a 3-year term.
Oh, okay, so we actually have to accept his resignation then. Okay.
So he is resigning after the first year of his second, third, 3-year term.
Okay. So can I have a motion to accept the resignation of John Clark from the Heath Cultural Council with regrets?
So moved.
Second, sorry.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
He's throwing me off my game.
Shaking y'all up.
I know, I'm like, wait.
And then we had the folks that were seeking appointments to the Heath Cultural Council. We've already done that.
Right, those three.
So we had those.
Will they receive letters?
Yes, everybody does.
And instructions.
Appointments. They receive. They have to accept their appointment, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Upon Hilma's return?
Yeah, she has to send out appointment letters to everyone that's been voted in.
Okay, what is this? Oh, right, from the chlorine ambulance.
Yeah, and then you have, wait a minute, hold on here.
Sorry. I thought I was already behind you.
And then we had Bob's reappointment questions. Yeah, so then we have chlorine ambulance, and this is good news that they're gonna increase their staffing. So that's just an FYI for us. Beginning 5/31, that already happened. Staffing of 2 personnel in the station on Friday and Saturdays. That's an increase. And beginning on 6/30, the staffing pattern will increase to 7 days a week. That's really nice. Okay?
Yes.
That was just an FYI. then we have a comment from a resident about the number of signs in the center of town, thinking it's too many. It's interesting because a lot of these signs were requested by people in the center of town.
I know. May I ask?
I know. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
The signs that we now have up on the roads about giving 4 feet to cyclists, were we required to put those up? Do we look more favorable? It was a requirement.
It came
right?
to the highway department.
Because
they had to put them up.
I've seen them elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, it was a requirement. Okay.
Yes.
Thank
you. So, yeah, there are a lot of them, but.
Question.
A lot of rules, Pat.
Do we have any power to question placement? Because some of them, if you're allowing that person to have 4 feet, you're in the other lane, and that's kind of tough when you're going down a day.
Well, I think that's a case at where they all are.
Careful passing. Obviously, if there's a car coming, you're not going to pull over 4 feet. You wait back. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I understand that, but sometimes you can't. Some of them are placed such that you may not be able to see a car coming.
Yeah.
on a day that was to be.
Right, you just wait until it's safe enough for you to give birth, I guess.
We could, you know, look at them at some point when the highway department is in better shape than it's going to be pretty soon, but yeah, I mean, we could, if there's some that are really stick out that are bad. But that was really, I have to find out, that was really through the highway department. The superintendent received those signs and basically had to put them up, so mm-hmm. we'd have to find out. We're gonna meet with Jeff so we can ask him.
Right.
And then we just have an FYI from Heath Broadband. That's an info about kind of the follow-up from the folks who came at the last meeting. And
there's another part two had something else from Broadband.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Anyway.
Yeah. And then and next is RDP grant amounts for the town. That's an FYI. That's the recycling dividend program.
Mm-hmm.
That's your FYI on that. Info, info, info. And then, yeah, we had part two. So the first letter in part two is the resignation from the highway superintendent. We'll get back to that. The next is another, so the complaint, the actual complaint that was submitted to the FCC from the some residents in the estates. That's the second part of the letter from before. That's an FYI for us. Then we have the license to pour at the fair. Census came out in the mail. We can go ahead and vote on this.
You understand what is being asked.
Pouring license, let's look at it. Waive the fee. Have we done a fee before?
I'm not sure.
I didn't think we did.
I think it was Mary who told me that 2 years ago, maybe it was him on the phone, but at any rate, in 2022, it was waived because in 2021, there was, the fair was ended up in the red, and that was partially COVID and partially terrible storm when we had to close down, could only
right.
run for one day.
One day fair.
So then in 2022, the select board said that it was, you know, yeah, money, we could waive that fee, kind of as a retroactive to 2021's problem. So now they're asking again the same question. Yes, last year, I guess, was not a banner year financially, and so can we waive it this year?
Is this the same request that's come in the previous years?
Yeah, it's the same license.
The same license. I probably didn't need to include the license part in what I sent you.
It's just a license to pour.
For all alcohol?
Well,
they only pour beer, but
they pour beer and cider.
So that has to fall like that?
So
special
what is this,
wine
what
and
is
malt,
it?
I guess that doesn't cover beer. Malt cider.
So special wine, malt cider. It does not. So they have to know with all.
So we don't have to sign this today, right? This is, it can wait till our next meeting. I mean, it's technically not on our agenda to review it.
Right.
It should really go on the agenda next time just to review it. Unless there's some reason it has to be signed today. Anyone? Anyone?
Probably hoping, but
I don't know why they would need it.
I mean, I don't know if there's anything in this that Helen needs to tell us that I don't know. I don't have a problem with the no. My personal feeling. I don't have a problem with waiving the fee.
Neither do I. Will, you're...
I have no...
Any questions or...
I want to make sure you have...
They don't have the insurance yet, they're basically saying it would be on contingent of getting the insurance policy.
I don't really understand this, as I assume we'll make it contingent on getting the insurance policy sent it?
I think it's sent in.
Sent in, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we could vote this.
And this, the dates are wrong.
All right, so we can't.
Says August 16th through the 19th, the fair is 16, 17, 18. I don't think they need a second day, or, I mean, an extra day.
I mean, we can vote it contingent on a bunch of things if you want to, and then we can get it straightened out, and then I can sign it. If you think it needs to happen sooner than later.
I'm not aware of any urgency, but I don't want to speak on their behalf. Sending in it now for approval, but so, I mean, we can approve it with contingencies.
All right, if you want to make that motion.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve the pouring license...
The date's not even right on this.
This is what I'm saying.
This is the right one?
This is what I'm saying, it's August 16th through the 19th.
I think we should ask them again.
We need to correct it.
Yeah. There's nothing right on this.
Yes, I don't want to...
As I'm reading down through it.
So, and look at number three. Clearly, and this isn't even checked off. Oh, I see. Oh, no, it doesn't have to be checked off. It's saying local beer and cider. And cider's misspelled.
Okay.
We're kicking it back.
Send it back out to get us right.
We're kicking it back.
Please, and then we'll...
In other words, we need to edit.
We need edit. Spell check.
All right.
This is the first time I have to sign this, and look at all the errors in it.
I know, it's like we're willing, but it's now, it's got too many. It's got too... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yes, of course.
So the date he signed it, he's got right at the end, but not the first date. I love people. Okay. And then the next...
Is Helma sending it back? Why send it back?
You can send it back, if you're comfortable.
Sure.
Just ask them to, you know, clean up all the...
So, right, there are two issues. The dates of the fair, the ending date of the fair is incorrect.
The date of the license is incorrect.
Oh, the date of the license is incorrect.
It's 2021.
And under number...
July.
What's number three? There's no number two. It goes one, full name, address.
Oh, yeah.
Three.
State clearly the purpose.
State clear. Okay. And cider under number three is misspelled. So we'll be happy to approve this with those edits.
Yeah.
We're not signing this contract.
I think we're in agreement.
Yes.
That we would
waive
the fee. Yeah.
Love that beer tent. That is my happy place outside of the Zoo Hall.
Place, my
it's right nearby.
What's that?
It's right located, right nearby.
I know, it's great. And then the french fries that show up at the end of the evening from Hager's leftover. It's like, oh, it's the best.
And they got good fries.
Oh, so good.
Back to food again.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm not even hungry, it's too hot tonight.
Oh, so hot. Okay.
Next one is the letter from Barbara Gordon, the press release. We've done that.
Yes.
And then Brian McHugh, we've already done all of that with the CDBG funds.
Fantastic.
That's all the mail.
All right.
The first one, the letter of resignation that we skipped over.
All right, John Clark.
No, what? Jeff Johnson.
Oh, that one. I meant Jeff Johnson.
Jeff Johnson. Okay. So we have a meeting scheduled for Thursday and at 6 p.m. here with Jeffrey. And I sent out an email today. Did you both receive that?
Yes, we did.
So that has the list of the possible projects, so let me back up so people know what I did. So on Monday, after receiving the notice that he had was resigning while I was on vacation, then I came back and wished it was a dream, but it wasn't. So on Monday morning, I went first thing to meet with them just to be able to touch base with the other crew members. And, you know, just to assure people that the select board was going to be working on looking for a replacement as soon as possible, and to let folks know that if they had concerns, questions, issues, to reach out to us. Don't let them fester, come to us as soon as possible. That the highway liaison that I said would be stopping in on a regular basis. To check on them. And then I asked Jeff if he had, which I assumed he would, because I've said it many, many, many times, a list of the potential upcoming projects for the season. And I asked him to send me that, which he finished up and got that out to me on Monday. And so today I sent that, forwarded that on in an email for informational purposes only, and gave you kind of like a list of the things that I would anticipate us chatting about on Thursday. And then I sent the second one where I had some more ideas pop into my head today. So budget, schedule for the two guys that are left, about any upcoming vacations, time off, that type of thing. So we have an idea of who's working when. I had asked Hilma on Monday, actually over the weekend when I texted her, I asked her to get out to us the most recent postings for the position. So that could be reviewed. You've got those as of today.
Yeah, I
got them. And the job description, of which Jeff knows he's supposed to take a look at that and be ready on Thursday. We'll review that job description to see if there's changes we have to make. We'll talk about the budget. We recently received the latest and greatest from the accountant. You should take a look at that. Take a look at the highway line. We're going to review that on Thursday.
Okay.
To see how the outgoing budget looks, to see if we have any issues that we need to have Jeff give us information on. What else? We're going to talk about the computer system, the programs on the computer system. I am anticipating that we will not have a replacement. Maybe we will, but we should err on the idea that we will not have a replacement before he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to kind of get ourselves in a position where we can help with the department.
Mm-hmm.
I have reached out to this person named Steve Thane as of today. I sent an email.
No. Not that guy. Oh my God.
To see.
I received the email and I said, oh dear. Something along those lines. Anyway, I don't know whether he's going
to. So I'll continue those communications with him. I'd let you know that because we still do not have a lawn mowing contract set up, that I've taken that over to try to find somebody. Actually, I'm trying to beg Snows to stay on for this year. What else did I put in that letter? I think that's about it. I don't know. You guys got
a lot of stuff.
That's the stuff. We're gonna go over it all on Thursday.
Right.
We'll have to keep meeting. I sent you already had it, the personnel policy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now you have the personnel policy.
Thank you.
And please take time to just kind of read that, familiarize yourself with the personnel policy. There's sections in there about when somebody voluntarily leaves. There's a section on that. And just also take a look at the vacation, sick time. You should just familiarize yourself with those parts of the policy, because that conversation might come up on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't asked for a vote to accept that. I'm not suggesting that we will not. I will be asking for that. I'm just not certain on the date for which we will accept it as. That's our decision to make. And we'll talk about putting together an interview committee.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll have an interview committee. The way we've done that in the past is we have three individuals that do the interviews, assuming we get lots of responses for the position. And those interviews happen, and then a then that committee meets, three-person committee meets, and then makes a recommendation to the select board for hire.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we've done things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it is abundantly clear to me that there'll be a period of time where we'll be down to a two-man crew. And we're gonna have to talk about that on Thursday as well. And I mentioned in the note to you guys that I asked Jeff to invite
mm-hmm.
the other crew members should they want to attend the meeting on Thursday. And if they choose not to, I promise that the select board will follow up with them directly with the results, all the information that we talk about on Thursday, so that none of the remaining two guys are kept out of the loop of anything through the process. I don't want somebody to feel that we're not actively looking for this person's replacement. And if we can't find a superintendent, we're gonna have to talk about like what other options are out there to get somebody else in there. A two-man crew is gonna be tough. Summers have a lot of vacation time, so we're gonna talk about that, when we'll be down to one guy. So those are just all my thoughts.
I mean, the problem with getting down to one person is you have a safety issue.
Well, you definitely have to pick and choose. That's why we're going to talk about like what can be done and what can't be done.
Right.
And some of that also falls into my conversation with that Steve Thane person.
That guy. Yeah.
That guy.
I heard so much about him.
Guy.
Yeah.
So much about him. But I think I think Elisa has used this comment a handful of times, and it is very true. It will take a village
mm-hmm.
to run the department through the season.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to know that going through.
Yeah.
So, and a reminder that any conversations that have to do with Kyle, his position, anything that might change, I'll be recusing myself and you guys will have to have that conversation without me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts, questions? This is all new to you.
Well,
so
I've got some
questions.
I've got some thoughts, so we
okay.
can talk about Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, this is really, you guys are most familiar with the highway department and how they function, so it was all new to me, so I'm going to be responding more to what you are offering and asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, and I think that support is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping in,
mm-hmm.
that's something I would talk to him about, Tim about. It really will take everybody to remember that patience, huge amounts of patience,
mm-hmm.
and my knowledge of one and my experience with the other is the one thing that the two of them have in common that will be remaining is they will not complain easily, and they will not speak up if they're having a hard time. Just based on the people that they are. So that's something we have to really be checking and watching.
Okay.
And because neither one's going to come crying.
Come tell us.
No.
Pop it with a plate of cookies.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's been great. You know, this last year, 2 years, there's been a lot of people who stop in there to show appreciation with either muffins or pies, or it's been something. And that's really as simple or small as it sounds. Every one of them, when I stop in, talk about how much they appreciate that. So they really do like that.
Good.
They do.
Good.
Even the smallest little stop in with, you know, a couple little pies or little tiny little baby pies, they love it. Because they do feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Glad the town is doing that.
Could
be a big meeting on
Thursday. So that's Thursday.
Okay.
And what else? We'll kind of figure out what our next meeting's going to be, our next real meeting, what we're going to have on the agenda.
Right, the agenda, we're going to figure that out.
Yeah.
Do we want to figure that out on Thursday, or we want to figure that out now?
Well, we can talk about it a little bit on Thursday. I'm sure we'll have more highway department items.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to go back. We've got to wrap up the windows committee.
Right, let's get that done.
We've got to get that done and get those appointments done. That has to be done for the next one. I'm sure we won't be talking about the facilities yet. Community hall, we should be doing a final full opening of that, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do anything for ATM, the job, the board's clerk. So let's see how things are going with the highway department. That might become a focus for a little while. And maybe the salt shed. We may have been able to talk about that. If that stuff comes in.
It might come in sooner. Yep.
Yeah, so let's see what happens over the next week and we'll pull something together.
Okay.
Hilma will be back. She'll have a list, I'm sure. We got to do that. She's got to get that RFP and the money. So if we have to help her with that, we'll do that.
Okay.
For the windows.
Yep.
What else?
Perfect.
Anything else? Anybody? Barbara?
I have a question which you might or might not care to answer, and I just wondered whether, and I understand that, I wonder whether there was any conversation with Jeff about whether there was anything that the town of Heath could do to encourage him to stay, any changes that could be made. I just wonder whether that conversation occurred.
So I did kind of walk down that a little bit. But more conversation could happen. But I think the answer is no. But
yeah, I think based on the position that he's taking,
it never hurts to ask.
No, that was something I had.
Yeah,
dipped a toe.
And that's we're going to be meeting with him, and that's,
And maybe there are things, but they might not be possible.
Right.
But even hearing those things might be helpful for the future too.
Right. Yep.
For understanding.
I mean, from one understanding, that is, pretty clear that there's more money.
It was
available.
Financially driven.
His new place that he'll be going. And that's something that the town of Heath, I'm not gonna knock us, because this town has stepped up and has really tried to, the select board brought it to the town, but the people who were there who voted for the budget this year have really put their money forward. I mean, that's what they've done. They've put their money forward to show people that they appreciate the work that they're doing and recognize that we have to get moving our salaries up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I took another look at the salary schedule. And this is why I want to say this, because I don't want Heath to feel bad, because I took another look at the salary schedule for the towns around us, and we are not that bad. We are not doing that bad with what we are paying now, our folks. We're not on point with everybody, but we made significant strides forward, and the town did a great job. I'm sure people are appreciative of the raises they're going to be getting. There's probably a little bit more we have to do in the next year, but we are not that far off of what other towns are paying. It just happens that he's going to a town that's one of the higher paying towns. And everybody has to do what they have to financially for their family. And I respect that. But I don't want us to feel bad as a town that we're not paying our people a fair wage, because I do think, compared to some other towns, we're doing a good job right now. I did look at that again in depth because I was kind of had that feeling. I'm like, we put all that effort in and we really worked on it. We talked about that this year, the importance.
Right.
And did we miss the ball? I was like, did we miss it that much? How could we screw it up? But
no,
we didn't yet. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think we're doing a good job. But we're going to continue those conversations.
Yeah, that's good, because the finances, you may not have room to move, but sometimes there's other, what do they call it? The emotional contract. Sometimes there's things that are really significant, schedule changes or things that, basically putting out the question of, is there anything that we could do that might make you reconsider this decision? And sometimes there are things that aren't just grounded completely in
and
budget.
I think too, sometimes on the flip side of that, sometimes people are just ready to move on to a new location. Sometimes they need a different spark, but yes, the conversation is not over on that level. But I think we're going to be looking for a superintendent.
Thank you.
I would concur after speaking with Jeff.
Yeah. Which, this is what happens.
It does. those.
So we've done what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
With the salaries, I'm talking about, not us. For this year.
Yep.
For this year.
No, like you said, we took great steps.
Yeah. And I am really, I was really proud of the town at that meeting, too.
Yes.
For those votes, because people asked questions, but people voted in favor of a lot of raises.
They did.
A lot of money. And I think that speaks volumes, mm-hmm. as well. I'm very proud of what the town did at that point.
Yep. So, I agree.
What else? Anything else?
You're going to be looking for temporary help, I understand.
For the town?
Yeah.
For the highway department? We may be. That may be one of the things we have to do. We're going to see.
I'm just curious that there was a lot of time and work put into getting a connection with people in Vermont. I've forgotten their name.
Saladino.
Did a Saladino person ever work?
So that fell apart for reasons that I don't completely understand. I have a lot of information, but I'm really not sure I can pinpoint the very one thing that made that break down. But it's already on my ticker of people to reach back out to. Because through this whole thing, one of the things that's going to happen on Thursday is I'm basically going to say, you know, we have a lot of stuff we have to figure out, but the one thing we can't put off is figuring out the winter. I mean, that's the most important thing, right? That's what you're talking about. And it enters into other pieces too, because there's other things that a company like that could possibly help us with. It's not just winter. But so those conversations are already getting lined up in my ticker as to who I have to reach out to and really find out. We had some insurance issues that we were stumbling blocks, but I don't know that it was fully vetted and there was real good communication back and forth. So not just with Saladino, but that conversation is going to happen with Saladino and some other companies. Yeah. So yes, I know we're in July and it's super hot out there, but the next thing you know, it's October.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Goes quick. So it's on the list. Mm-hmm. On the list. So anybody else? That's it. It's an early night at 8:12.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn at 8:12 p.m.
I would like to second that motion.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you.